Less than 3 weeks ago, the investigating judges at the War Crimes Tribunal here announced they had closed their file in the court's third case against former senior Khmer Rouge. Cambodian news media have identified the suspects in the case as two former high-ranking Khmer Rouge military officers. The tribunal is investigating crimes against humanity and genocide in the deaths of around 2 million Cambodians from starvation, overwork and executions during the Khmer Rouge's reign between 1975 and 1979. The tribunal's third case is highly controversial, mainly because the Cambodian government has long said it will permit only the first two cases to proceed to trial. That raised a storm of criticism over allegations the government was meddling in what is meant to be an independent judicial process. The controversy has not stopped there. Recent comments by the international prosecutor Andrew Cayley indicate that the investigating judge's work in Case 3 was deficient. Last week, Cayley said Case 3 needed much more work.
If you're asking me how much more investigation needs to be done, I would simply use the words a significant amount of investigation is still left to be done in that case.
The controversy in Case 3 goes further still. The Khmer Rouge Tribunal was the first of its kind to allow victims of specific crimes, known as civil parties, to participate. Nearly 100 people took part in Case 1, and around 4,000 have registered for Case 2, in which the Khmer Rouge's four senior surviving leaders will be tried for genocide and other crimes. But the investigating judges did not release any information about Case 3, which meant people could not know whether the crimes under investigation affected them. Just over a week ago, the international prosecutor Andrew Cayley published that information, a move that prompted the international investigating judge Siegfried Blunk to order Cayley to retract his statement, which also pointed out deficiencies in the investigating judge's casework. Blunk on Wednesday gave Cayley 3 days to comply, but has not specified what will happen if he fails to meet that deadline. Claire Duffy is a tribunal monitor with the Open Society Justice Initiative, an organisation funded by US billionaire George Soros. She says Cayley was merely doing his job.
The international co-prosecutors acted independently and carried out his legal duty in identifying major gaps in the Case 3 investigation and in seeking further investigative acts.
She says this episode could damage the tribunal.
The potential message of this kind of action is that those seeking to act independently of political will and to act with integrity in the pursuit of justice will be laying themselves open to criminal sanction.
Wednesday marked the final day for civil party applications in Case 3. But the investigating judge's silence has meant very few people even know about the case. Around 300 managed to apply by the 4 p.m. deadline. Blunk's office has already rejected at least two, one of whom is New Zealand Olympic rower Rob Hamill. His brother, Kerry Hamill, was abducted by the Khmer Rouge from his yacht off the Cambodian coast in 1978, taken to S21 prison in Phnom Penh, and tortured before being executed. Rob Hamill was a civil party in Case 1, in which the former commandant of S21 was convicted of war crimes and crimes against humanity. He was also accepted as a civil party in Case 2. But the investigating judges turned him down for Case 3, a decision Hamill says is, quote, incomprehensible and schizophrenic, end quote, given that one of those thought to be involved in Case 3 was the head of the Khmer Rouge's navy. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.